We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got a new study in the Journal of Sex Research. It's
nice.
It's one of our kind of journal. Yeah, it's one of our favorite journals. They suggest women who are emotionally unstable tend to be better in bed, which means one thing.
Duh.
Danny is pretty good in bed, so how about
Thank
that?
You. Nice. Yes. How about that?
Yeah, I wondered about it because Danny is very emotionally unstable.
I've been waiting for this study to come out.
So finally, Danny's going to get a good positive rap. Women are going to want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Men
doesn't
are
matter about your
him.
Shoe size anymore.
Nope.
It matters how much you cry when you hear Hoobastank.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why it's Hoobastank.
Well, it might as well be Hoobastank at this point.
They make me cry.
Yeah.
For reason.
So Danny is a crazy bitch. Which
y'all crazy bitch.
I mean, they wrote a song about
crazy.
It.
Sure did.
Is anyone surprised by this?
No.
Isn't this like something that has been talked about for generations?
Well, now what they have to do is they have to study redheads and see if redheads also are more unstable than people who aren't redheads.
I mean, they might be the unicorn.
They could be the unicorn because I've heard, anecdotally, I've heard that redheads are great in bed, and also I've heard that redheads are out of their minds. Mm-hmm. Now, this is anecdotally. I haven't done any research.
Look at you, just making sure you don't offend the redhead community.
I don't want to offend the redhead community. I'm all about the ginger, Steve. You know me.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
That's my thing, buddy. Yeah.
How did they figure this out?
Well,
was there a lot of sex involved?
They just spent about a week around Danny. And, when women scored lower on emotional stability tests, the guys they were with were more likely to say they had a good sex life.
How do we get our hands on this test?
Yeah.
I'd like to know if we're emotionally stable.
Oh, there's no way we are.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you may be the most emotionally stable of the entire group. I hate to say it.
Scary.
And then Vicky comes in second.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emotionally stable?
Well, yeah, I hate to say it. I mean, compared to the rest of us.
Yay! I win at something.
I mean, Rev's mic is trying. He's trying to talk to us. Actually, I think it's a good idea. You don't have him on because he's very emotionally unstable.
No, I am a bastion of stability. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, not at all. No. Yeah,
I mean, maybe Joe, but I think you need emotions in order to have him be emotionally stable.
Oh, exactly.
Unstable, so I don't know if he counts.
He doesn't count.
He's without emotion.
He's definitely emotionless over there.
I mean, with your daughter, she's got it all together, right?
I don't know who wins, her or Danny. I mean, they're a tough one.
Didn't she once in the middle of a therapy session wonder if she could just set the whole room on fire?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. No doubt about
it. That's stable.
Well, we should talk to Johnny Rubbers when I'm not in the room and find out if she fits the study.
That's it. Are you asking to see whether or not she's good in bed?
I said when I'm not in the room. Did you hear what I said?
I think she is. As her good friend, I'm going to say she rocks it.
Look at her. She's giving one thumbs up.
Well, I'm glad you do. I mean,
I'm not sure what the other hand is in order to give two thumbs up.
Who's going
to
say they're not good in bed? Is someone going to actually come on our show?
I'm terrible.
Yeah, I'm not the worst. Really?
I mean, I believe it.
No.
Oh.
I don't call me the Italian stallion for nothing.
Who calls you that?
Nobody.
Don't really remember that moniker being tied to
you. Yeah, I haven't heard it either.
In any way, shape, or form.
Can we start doing that, though?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Here you go. There you go. There you go, Italian stallion. There you go. There you go. He's running away off to his next conquest. A study also found women were more likely to be satisfied with their sex life if the guy they were with was thorough and dutiful.
Dutiful?
No, not that kind of dutiful.
It's not my thing, guys. I'm sorry.
See, if you're with a guy that is kind of like a Virgo, like me, you know what I mean? Pays attention to details.
Signs.
Well, I'm just saying,
what are you?
What am I? I'm a Virgo.
Like
I just told you.
19-year-old girl.
Hey.
Talking about your sign.
Are you getting emotionally unstable? Because, you know, I heard you're good in bed, Italian Stallion.
Well, I'm a Libra, so I'm pretty stable with my emotions, BJ. Very balanced.
Oh, very nice. Wow, that was sexy.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just saying anal retentive people, which tends to be tied to Virgo.
Beautiful and anal retentive. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know what? I make sure everybody's happy. That's
good
you know,
you.
Even if I'm not happy. Because you know what? When you're a people pleaser, which is what I'm a chronic people pleaser, you know, that's what I do.
When are you pleasing people?
Yeah. Oh, look at this room. Look at everybody here. Look
so
at all these
pleased.
Smiling faces.
Somebody says, I can confirm, redheads are fire in bed.
Yeah. And by the way, do you know who I'm pleasing, Steve?
Who's that?
I'm pleasing all of the spouses and girlfriends and boyfriends out there of this show. I'm making you all mentally unstable, which means you're all better in bed. So that's what I'm doing.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what's going on. So that's what you know. That's what you need to know. We have one listener that came back and said redheads are fiery in bed.
Nope, my other person says they rock in the sack.
Okay, did they say they're crazy though? See, we want to see if we can make that correlation between you know emotionally unstable women and better sex, like this study.
And I'm with this person. Something tells me that this study is going to be on the men's room on their No S Sherlock segment.
Yeah.
Yes. When I saw that when you mentioned it, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about this for years.
Yeah, we have. But you know what? We need official studies because otherwise people say, where's your proof? Now we have proof.
Well, can we get our hands on this emotional stability test?
Oh, I thought you said, can we get our hands on an emotionally unstable woman? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We would like to. All right. So, and then, of course, Danny.
I'm here for you guys.
There you go.
I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
that
sure
we're talking about sex, that the first thing you think of, BJ, is Danny.
Well, if you talk about emotionally unstable, I mean, yeah, Danny's going to be the one I'm going for. All right. He's probably the best sex out of all of us.
Hey.
Awkward.
Oh, would you rather have me say you, Stallion?
Yes.
That's even
thank
more
you.
Awkward.
Thank you for referring Stallion. To me as thank you, yeah. Danny. Yeah. Danny's got
I'm
the
sure he gets
proper.
It right.
Yeah.
Great. Now we're going to have to refer to him as Mr. Stallion in the halls.
Yeah, when you get to that level of being my friend, you can call me just the Stallion. But at first, it has to be the Italian Stallion.
Oh, the full name.
Oh, yeah, I got to call you Italian Stallion.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Let it sink in, BJ.
Oh, that's not the way you should put that. Okay. A couple of kids. Let's talk about them and just move away from Stallion over here.
How you doing?
A couple of kids were able to get away from a kidnapper. And how? Well, thanks to that delicious treat known as a Slurpee. Steve will tell you all about this. Yes, he's got the Italian Stallion news for you.
How you doing?
I have that for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Colorado State University Global Campus for giving us news and sports, and it's a very exciting, exciting day. Hit it, Rev.
Count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
Good Housekeeping.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Samos.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
That's right. It's National Best Friends Day.
Woo! That's it.
So have fun with your best friend.
All right.
Talk about best friends. How about a few kids that are friends? One's a sister and a sister. They actually were able to thwart a kidnapper because they all bonded together to beat that guy away from them.
Love that.
This story is nuts. A 22-year-old guy from Michigan. His name is Bruce. He's been charged with kidnapping, and this all happened over the weekend. He was seen on surveillance camera at a convenience store, and he was watching four girls aging from 11 to 14 as they bought drinks. He followed them and attempted to grab them. He tried to grab the youngest, and that's when they all stepped in and just started using their drinks and their fists to get him away from them. Here's Lauren and her 11-year-old sister, Allison. Lauren's 13, talking about what happened.
He just started saying, "You're coming with us." Behind my sister, I screamed, "Allison," and then he attacked.
He said, "You're coming with me," and, like, he grabbed my shoes. This cannot be happening. Like, I thought it was a test at first, but then I'm like, this is real.
I grabbed my drink and chucked it at his head. I punched him in the head, saying that your little sister was going to get taken is very scary.
How about that?
These poor girls.
Oh, man. Slurpees and coffee drinks, and they threw them at him. They were able to get him away.
Just, you know what? You hear those girls, and all I want to do is just wipe that guy off the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
It's all I want to do.
A steady diet of just hot coffee thrown at that guy's face.
God,
I'm okay with it.
Did they find the guy, Steve?
Yeah, they caught him.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so
good. They ran to a hotel, and they asked for some help. Police arrived. They got a description of the guy, and they quickly caught him, and he's facing multiple charges because of that. So props to them for thinking quickly. And how about that kid's like, I thought it was a test at first. And then realize, nope, it's not a test. Throw coffee at him.
See, now, there's no reason that guy should ever be released to society again unless psychologists can tell us that he is completely cured of being the way he is. There's no way we should ever have to fear that guy being on the streets again.
No.
I don't know what's going to happen to him, but that guy should not see the light of day until, you know, somebody's willing to testify on that.
Let's head on over to Florida, where always strange things happen in Florida. And there's a guy who got drunk. His name is James. He's 24 years old, and he was arrested because, well, he went into a restaurant, Kobe Japanese Steakhouse. Now, if you don't know Kobe Japanese Steakhouse, it's like a Benihana. What is it? The teppanyaki?
Oh!
You know, where they chop it up.
Look at you, your fancy
words.
They
flip the rice. They throw it in your mouth.
Oh,
all that
throw the
kind
shrimp
of stuff.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a
fun place to be, except for when James shows up and takes off all of his clothes and starts erotically stripping in front of everybody.
No, that's not what I want to see.
Dinner on the show.
That's a shrimp I don't need to see.
Shockingly, the guy was drunk.
Oh, really?
And the woman at the table, because there's a couple sitting at a table, and they're like, yeah, we didn't plan for this. We wanted to see the guy make a volcano and fire, and not a guy take his pants off.
Okay.
So she's like, can you please stop? And then he became belligerent, called the woman fat. That doesn't go over very well.
No, that doesn't go over.
And then threatened to fight the husband, who I imagine in the back of his head is like, do I have to fight a naked man?
I don't want. But you know what? You have a perfect weapon. You have that. You throw him right on the big stove thing there.
Or just ask
burner.
The chef guy to give you some of his knives. And
that's even better.
Just go for it. Well, anyways, the police showed up. James was not cooperating with the police either, which makes me wonder, did they have to detain a man while he was naked?
Am I the only one thinking of Beverly Hills Ninja right now when Haru has that fight at the Benihana where he's posing as a chef?
Bro, I don't even remember that.
Oh, dude, he takes
I remember
fish,
seeing the movie.
He uses
them
like nunchucks.
That's funny.
Oh, man, I got to see that movie again.
How about in London, they had some lady called the firefighters because her parrot would not come out from a tree. It was on the roof at the neighbor's house, and they're like, hey, we got to get this parrot down. We just aren't having any luck. So the firefighters show up, and they're like, okay, can you try and get my parrot down? The parrot, his name is Jesse, of course.
Oh, Jesse the parrot.
And he's like, hey, when you try and get him to come down, you're going to have to endear yourself to him. So make sure you tell Jesse that you love him, and he'll tell you that he loves you back.
Oh.
Well, apparently the firefighters did that, and Jesse did respond, I love you back. And they're like, okay, we're good. But then apparently then started to tell the firefighters to F off.
Oh, yeah, Jesse.
We don't have audio of the parrot, but I'd imagine it sounded like this.
No!
Yeah.
You f*** off!
All right. All right, all right, all right. Well, anyway, they said we discovered that Jesse has a bit of a foul mouth and kept swearing, much to our amusement.
Well, that's probably why Jeffy left the house.
Ah, Mariners. Lost to the A's. Got a little bit scary because, you know, James Paxton had to leave the game.
I saw that
line drive that hit him.
That's not what we need.
Looks like he's going to be okay. Just has a contusion or a bruise on his forearm.
Yeah.
But he was out of the game.
That's
and they had
his
to bring
pitching
him,
arm.
Yes. And they had to bring Felix in. So you're like, okay. And Felix didn't look bad.
No.
But couldn't get the runs to make it happen. They ended up losing 3-2. And how about the Oakland A's, man? They're one game away from first place. The Astros are slumping.
Yeah.
Man.
Everything has happened the way we wanted to, but it's happened to the wrong team.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Right. Mariners are going to be playing the Oakland A's again today, and that's at 12:30. You can watch on Root Sports. Running back Rashad Penny, the Seahawks' number one pick out of San Diego State. You know, everyone's excited about him. Well, he has a broken finger and can miss about a month because of that.
What is with our running back position?
You're right.
Bad luck.
It's like the Marshawn Lynch curse.
Man.
Stop bugging me.
Anyways, we'll see what happens with the Seahawks in the running back position because of that. That does suck, though. As far as weather, I mean, it's only a month, but still. I mean, it's training camp. This is a good time for him to get acclimated with the team.
You'd think.
As far as weather, 86 degrees and sunny. And thank you, Shane Company, for giving us the news in the sports.
Oh, man, you got no good news in sports for us. No good news.
I know. What am I going to do, man?
I don't know. I thought you were the guy supposed to be bringing the good news.
There's still plenty of games left in the season.
All right. And then we got the, well.
We still have hope for maybe a wild card spot.
I hope so. And then, of course, we got the running back thing. And it's like, no, we need a good running back.
And I remember seeing, I was watching that preseason game last week, and they were just talking about the running back situation. Like, you know, they got like five or six guys competing for the spot, and someone's going to have to probably not make the team. And then they brought it up. They're like, well, they did keep five running backs last year because of this problem.
Exactly.
So there's a very good chance that all these guys will still be with the team.
Yeah, you want a job as a running back, go with the Seahawks because they can't seem to keep one healthy.
Yeah, but if you want to stay healthy, don't go with the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's the double-edged sword on that one. You want the job, but then again, you're not going to have it long. Damn. Well, I got some good news. The Girl Scouts just announced that they're making a new cookie, Steve.
Uh-oh.
And they're jumping on the salted caramel craze.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
That's my flavor of choice.
And you're going to love this. It's gluten-free.
I don't really care about that, but salted caramel is delicious.
Okay.
So I'm willing to go gluten-free for this one.
Yeah, it's a caramel chocolate chip cookie, and it's gluten-free. It's got a hint of salt. Of course, got the caramel and the chips mixed in. The sea salt's in there.
Sea salt, too?
Yeah, buddy.
In.
You're in now. February is when it's going to be coming out.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
It is the third gluten-free cookie in their lineup. I didn't realize they had gluten-free cookies. I guess the Trios and the Toffee-tastic cookies were gluten-free back. I had no clue.
Yeah, those aren't on my radar because neither one of those sounds delicious. But a salted caramel sea salt cookie.
I know.
And I'm eating healthy.
Gosh.
I could eat a whole box probably by myself, and that's okay, right, boys?
Fine. Oh, sure.
That's how that works out.
Thank God it's February because I'm trying to really get on this. I'm trying to get on the old health stick again after being in Chicago and eating like a crazy man.
So we got till February to get ripped, and then we can let it all fall apart when those cookies show up.
That's
there's
it, buddy.
Plan.
Yeah, I'll get ripped.
Why do you guys all have abs?
Yeah.
Girl Scout cookie season's just around the corner.
That's why we got them, baby. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one right, but he was so distracted he didn't even hear the next question.
Which Smurf has a heart tattooed on each arm?
Hefty Smurf.
Yes. The Portuguese man of war
Smurf
is the type of what sea creature?
Actually, Grumpy Smurfs. I think the Grouchy Smurfs the best of all of them.
What was the last
one? Wow. Yeah, you're really right there, buddy. Yeah, Smurf questions are your kryptonite. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.